Hi, this is Sean D'Souza from psychotactics.com, and today I'm going to tell you how to reduce your ums. Most of us, when we're speaking, inevitably end up with and we don't mean to do that. Of course, once you start speaking, you can't really go back and edit the ums. That's just too much trouble. So the first thing you've got to realize is, why are we doing these ums? Why is it that I can speak like this, like I'm speaking right now, extempore? I don't have any notes. I don't have any script. How is it possible that I can speak without a single and it's already been 50 seconds and you can't manage that much? There's a very good reason why. The first thing is, you've got to realize what your brain is doing. When your brain is trying to access information, what it does is it goes into the mode. So it says, okay, now let me tell you about that car. And then the brain is trying to access the information. So every time it's trying to access the information, it goes into the and ah mode. So you've got to recognize that, hey, the brain is trying to access the information. And at this point, an is going to show up. So how are you going to beat that and ah? That takes us to getting prepared. So what you need to do is, you need to definitely have some kind of outline. Now, some people are not very familiar or comfortable with an outline. And what you need to do is just put it on a piece of paper about what you're going to speak about in the next few minutes. And you can quite easily start to get all of that information out through audio. Some people will put in a more detailed outline. Some people will put a less detailed outline. It doesn't really matter how detailed the outline is, as long as you know what you're going to say next. Every time your brain has to access information, it's going to go to the mode. So preparation is incredibly important. What I have in front of me is just a piece of paper, and I've got 3 points in it. The first is how you reduce your ums. So why do you go to ums in the first place? The second thing is, you know, how to practice the ums, and the third, or practice reducing the ums, and the third is the important tip, which is to be prepared. So I've got these 3 tips in front of me, and so far what we've covered is how the brain accesses your data and therefore is getting through these ums. The second thing is the preparation. Even a very simple preparation will help you reduce the ums. And the third thing, of course, is, how do we get rid of the ums? Because, you know, it's all very fine to have the preparation. It's not like you don't prepare. So how do you get rid of the ums? It's incredibly simple to get rid of the ums. You have to recognize what your brain is doing. When it's accessing the information, when it's accessing the data, it goes into an because that's what you've learned. You can just as easily fill that with silence. So let me just show you how I do this. In the past, when I was trying to access the information, I would go, you know, I'm really trying to access the information, but now notice that the is taking a couple of seconds. What you have to do is, you have to practice filling the seconds with silence. So that doesn't mean that your brain doesn't access information. You can still access information, especially if you're speaking extempore like I am right now. I'm just looking out of the window and speaking to you on this topic, so I don't have anything in front of me, as I said. But when I get stuck, notice what I do. I just stop. So you see what happened? I was just, and I didn't have any there. I just filled it with silence. So if I were to take that same paragraph and say, so when I want to access information from my brain, all I have to do is go back to my brain and then access the information. And when I do that, I don't have any ums. What I'm doing is just filling in that space, which was normally filled with ums and uhs, with silence. And you can train yourself. By the time you do, say, about the 20th or 30th video, focusing on this specific topic, focusing on this specific technique, you will find it very easy to just resort to silence instead of ums. It's incredibly simple and it's incredibly easy to teach, and anyone can do it. And I'm surprised that more people don't learn about this or more people don't teach about this. I struggled for a long time. We had to edit out all the ums from my earlier courses. It's an incredibly tedious process. It's very frustrating. And you usually give up. My wife noticed that by the time I'd done a few courses, I was less inclined to say ums. And to me, it happened naturally. I didn't think about it. But now I know that you have to put in the spaces. So just to summarize what we have here, the first thing you need to do is you need to make sure that you have an understanding of how your brain is trying to access data. When it accesses that data, it always tries to put in the or the because you've learned how to do that. It wasn't something that necessarily popped up. It's something that you've learned over the years and you just put it in. The second thing is being prepared is a very good idea. When you are prepared, you can very easily look at the points that you're going to cover and cover them. I wouldn't put too detailed points in front of me. It's very easy to start reading off the points. It becomes quite unnatural. You know, it sounds like you're reading. But you need some practice, and go and get the practice, and over time you'll get really good at just looking at one main topic and three subtopics, one main topic and three subtopics, and expanding on those topics. And of course, the third thing, which is the reason why we're here, is how to get rid of the ums. You just put the silence in. And it's sounding really unnatural here, but it's very natural when you speak. Go and listen to some of the audio that I've done before. Some of the recent, there, I got an um there. So it's not totally beyond getting an in your audio. It's just that you have to be conscious about it. And if you're conscious about it, it becomes a second nature, as it were. And you'll sneak in one or two, but that's it. That's me, Sean D'Souza. Bye for now.